Hello everyone, this is my audio day, audio mode day 14, and it's with a difference today because I'm at home, which is probably cheating a bit, but never mind. We've had quite a busy day, just doing stuff around the house, although I've left some of my chores till this evening because Obi's got to work tonight and tomorrow at the care home again, tonight and tomorrow night. I'm not exactly thrilled about it, but, you know, needs must when the devil drives and all that. So he can earn as much in one night as, or even more than he does in a week. So, you know, we would be a fool to turn it down, or we would be fools to turn it down. Whether it's going to be regular, I don't know, because it really messes up the weekend. Because obviously we can't go anywhere much today because he's got to leave here like 5-6 o'clock. I'll start getting ready to leave then, and then he'll get home. I don't know what the Sunday service on the buses is like from there tomorrow morning, so it's going to probably be at least 10 o'clock, maybe 11. Then he's going to need to want to catch up on sleep, so that day is gone. And then the evening, he's back there again. And the same thing Monday. And then Tuesday, he's back to work. He only works mornings, but... No, sorry, Tuesday, he's not back to... Yes, Tuesday, he is back to work. So I've saved some of my tasks so that... I'm used to being on my own. I don't really mind it because the kids aren't here either. One of them's soon to be flying back from Philadelphia, and the other one's at his dad's for Father's Day, and I quite enjoy being on my own sometimes, but I'm just not used to it now, and it seems a long time that, I don't know, it just seems a long time to me. I think if I slept normal, like a normal person, which I had been doing for a couple of weeks, but now it's gone a little bit. It's not too bad, but it could be better. If I slept like a normal person, then it would be like nothing. But to be on my own all evening, all the night and awake, and then half the morning or more is... I'm just not used to it, and I'm not being pathetic. I think... I don't mind it. It's just that with my dialysis, I should get someone to look at the bags every time I do them. I don't always do that, but I should do, really, to check for the first signs of infection. So I've had one looked at today, and then there's no one to look at them again till tomorrow lunchtime. So something could brew up in that time. It's not likely to, but that it's not beyond the bounds of possibility. I suppose that's why I don't, one of the reasons. And I'm just, I've just got out of the habit of being on my own at night. I mean, before my Obi came to the UK, it happened often. You know, the kids weren't always here. They'd stay at their dad's, or they'd be somewhere else at their auntie's or whatever, or Connor would be in America. And I didn't really think anything of it then. I suppose now I do. I don't really like it that much, to be honest. Not the night time. I don't know why. It's not because of the fire or anything like that. Although I am quite... The smoke alarm's gone off a couple of times lately. And yesterday, sometimes I've been in the kitchen and it's gone off when Obi was been using the grill. And yesterday I didn't know he was using it and it went off. And it really startled me because I didn't know if it was a false alarm or not. And ever since then, if anything bleeps, I'm very jumpy. I've noticed that since yesterday, very jumpy. The other thing I've noticed... My youngest son's gone over his dad's. He went over there on the bus last night, and they don't live that far. It's just one bus ride. And they're going out this evening to my ex's godson's birthday party, or just a get-together in the evening. He's 9. I don't know if they're going to the actual kids' party or whether... I think it's more just an evening get-together with the parents and him, and they're having a takeaway. And Ronan's going... excuse me. I said, well, how are you getting there? And they said that the little boy's dad's coming to pick them up. Well, I know him, you know, I've known him years. I've been in his car loads of times when I was married to their dad. And I found myself starting to worry about him going in the car. And I think it's since the taxi incident yesterday, which is a bit bizarre, really. There's how many cars has he been in throughout his life? Yeah, I don't know. It was a minor accident. It was a bit of a shock. And the impact was quite hard. It would have been harder if we'd have been moving, but we weren't. But it did really slam into us and jolt the car because it ricked my neck. But luckily, that's been okay today. I did think it might be a bit painful the next day, but it is not. So I think I got away with, you know, really lightly there. But it was a bit of a shock. I don't believe in Friday the 13th. Although I have had an unpleasant experience when I was 15, which was on Friday the 13th, which I might tell you about in a minute. But I don't really hold with it. It's just a coincidence. But it did make me a bit jumpy afterwards. I was in the kitchen and I had put my handbag up on the side because I had put Niall's worm tablets in there. And I took them out to put in his food. They're funny little bone-shaped things this time. I think they're meant to be able to eat them, but he, you know, as a treat, but he won't eat them like that. So I took my bag in there, put it up on the side, and then I was doing something else, and suddenly there was a big thud, and I didn't know what it was. And then later I found when I went across the room, I found my bag on the floor. It just overbalanced off the worktop. I don't know how it happened, but I just felt a bit jumpy. Then the smoke alarm went off after that. So I was a bit jittery, and that's how I've been a bit today. When I hear something bleep, I thought, oh, I jumped to the dishwasher. The dishwasher bleeps three times when it's finished. And I thought, oh, what's that? I thought my dishwasher was broken the other day, but we managed. There's something wrong with the door, and there's something wrong with the drawer and the door, the top drawer and the door, I think. But we can still use it. It's not that easy, but I suppose it's okay to put it on here. No, I don't think I'd better. It's to do with some insurance for it. It's my British Gas insurance for my kitchen appliances, which I had before the fire. And then because everything was new, I didn't need it anymore, so I cancelled it. And now their warranties have run out. I didn't do any extended ones on any of my kitchen stuff. I've put them all on the insurance again, so I will be able to get it fixed and on, put it that way. I can live with it, to be honest. But it's a bit of a pain. Sometimes the drawer doesn't come out properly. Anyway, I just feel a bit jumpy today. And I think it's the car and the smoke alarm. But I don't think Friday the 13th is just, I don't know where it came from. I don't believe in any of that crap, to be honest. Black cats and walking under ladders, and I think that's practically very dangerous to do. But breaking mirrors, although we always say it. I say, oh, don't go and break that mirror, because my kids, Ronan's got two full-length mirrors in his room. Connor's got one. I don't know why anybody needs two. Don't ask me. I've got one up on the wall in my room, our room, and we've got one in the sitting room. But then when they move their mirrors around, I say, oh, don't go and break that. We've got enough bad luck as it is. I mean, I say it, but I kind of don't really believe it, you know. It's just something you grow up with, 7 years bad luck if you break a mirror. the thing that happened on Friday the 13th, when I was 15, I was away at school, and I've always been a great cat lover. I mean, I love dogs, but cats always came first. I think now they're equal, to be fair. But I was always more of a cat lover at school, and all the local cats knew me, and I knew them. But anyway, my mum had rescued all the cats out of a hospital when it closed down, and they were feral cats, and she found a home for a lot of the kittens. Got all of the cats neutered and got them put in different sanctuaries and that. And then my dad built like a cattery at the bottom of our garden, and some of them we couldn't home lived it, their life there. It was really lovely. They haven't got it now, it's been knocked down. So this is going back a few years. But it was a lovely little house, and it had a fireplace, and they had an electric fire in there. And we had a TV in there, and they had loads of baskets, and it was just really lovely, and scratching posts. And then the garden, it was like the top end of their garden. He'd built a little stream. Obviously, it wasn't a flowing stream, but it was a little like a pond, but in the shape of a stream, with a pond at one end and a little bit like a pool at the top where the water came down, like a waterfall. And it had a little bridge that you could walk over, a little brick bridge. And there was another wooden one further along. And then they had, where they went to the toilet, was like a big stone basin filled up with peat or something. And then he'd built like a little house over the top of that, like a one like on stilts with a ladder that went up to it. That was more like a shelter, not, it wasn't a proper house. Oh, they had cat flaps. There was a main door into their big house, and then there was cat flaps, about three different cat flaps all around the side that they could go in and out. And there was an old beer barrel on its side that they could sit in. There was a rockery with all plants. There was a bench where you could sit down. It had lots of plants and that. It was really, and grass. It was really pretty. And there was a paved area outside the house. Anyway, before the cats moved into that, there was one particular kitten that I was very fond of, and her name was Ginger. How original. She was actually ginger and white, and she had the very softest fur I've ever felt. She was short-haired, and I could see her. She had a very pretty face, she had with a lot of white on it. I could still see quite a bit then. And she was absolutely... She had a home, but they couldn't get a tame. No one could get a tame, so the people got fed up with waiting and they had another one instead. And I loved this cat. I mean, I loved all of them, but I was the only person that could stroke her. She used to sleep on my pillow at night. She used to come on my lap, sit on my lap, sit next to me on the chair, and no one else could get near her, you know. So this particular weekend, I was home from school, and she was with two tortoiseshell cats. They'd all been kittens when we had them, but they weren't really that. These two have got tame, but then my mum didn't really want to part with them. So there was the three of them together, and I remember the last time I saw her, they were all together curled up on the sofa. And I went back to school that week, and I knew they were being spayed on the Friday, and I was a bit worried about it, but they'd had loads of, well, I think they took about 100 cats from this place, and most of them had been okay. They'd had one fatality, I think, where the cat was very frightened and its heart stopped beating. Anyway, this particular Friday, I went out. We had prep, you know, at school, where you did your homework. And I was in prep, and then I had to go and do piano practice. I can't even tell that my little dog to shut up, because he's at the other end of the room and he's as deaf as a post. Sometimes I say, oh, shut up, he can't hear me anyway. So it's pointless. And I had to go down to the practice rooms to practice the piano. We all had to learn the piano. And I went in the teacher's room. She let certain pupils, there were two music teachers, and they both let certain pupils practice on the piano. I don't know why she let me. I think it's because I didn't thump on, some kids really thump on the piano, do you know what I mean? And I think I was quite gentle, probably because I wasn't very confident. So she let me practice on her piano when she wasn't teaching in the evenings, which this evening she wasn't. So I went down to practice, and I was sitting there playing the thing I was learning at the time, because when you do Braille music, you have to do it all by memory, because obviously you can't have your hands on the piano and read it at the same time. So you have to look at the Braille music, read the next phrase, and then play it, and then put it all together and remember it. So I was sitting there doing that, and all of a sudden, and I looked up, and the sun was coming through the window. It was shining on the wall and on the top of the piano, really bright, like it does in the summer evenings, but not today. And suddenly, I had this overwhelming feeling. I knew my cat was dead. I knew it. I just absolutely knew it. I don't know how I knew it. There's been a couple of things like that in my life when I knew things like that. And I started crying, and then I had to pull myself together. So I went to supper, and then the next day came, and we had lessons in the morning because I wasn't going home that weekend. And then I was a member for as long as it existed while I was there. I'll talk about that another time. The poultry club, and we had chickens, ducks and geese. We did have bantams, but this time they'd already gone. I think they died. We only had a couple of them. And on the Saturday lunchtime, we normally did things over there in twos, like feeding them and cleaning them out. But this time I was on my own, and I don't know why I don't know who I was meant to be with. Maybe they'd have some, for some reason they were ill, or they'd gone home, or they didn't want to do it, and they said, "Do you mind doing it?" Or I might have even been filling in for somebody else. I can't remember. But I know I had to go down. It was a bit away from the school. Go down there, clean the chickens out, clean the ducks out, clean the geese out. And I didn't mind. It wasn't a very savoury job, but it didn't bother me. It still wouldn't. And so I did all that, and then I was so anxious, my stomach was churning, because I knew that between 3 and 5, I think it was, 3 and 5, we had what they called free phoning, which means we could go and use the call box in Cedar House, which is the sixth form block. We could go over there and use the phone. We had to queue up for it. There was no set times like there were for us in the week for our one phone call home. So my stomach, I was so anxious, and I went to the phone, and there was an electric clock on the wall above the radiator just at the bottom of the stairs where the phone was, and I had to go and stand right in front of it to see it, but it was 10 to 3, and I thought, you know what, I can't wait any longer. I don't know why I didn't have my watch on. Probably I didn't take it down because I might lose it in all the straw and stuff. So when I was cleaning out the chickens and etc. So I thought, oh, if I get into trouble, it's too bad. If someone comes down the stairs, or if someone of the teachers comes along and sees me on the phone early, well, I didn't care, basically. So I got my 10p or whatever it was back then to make a phone call. I think my mum usually used to phone me back. And I phoned. And the first thing she said was, I said, how are the cats, like that? And she called them the torts, the other tortoiseshells. Well, the torts are okay. And then I just knew it. But she said, I'm afraid Ginger died. And she just said, and it had been on Friday the 13th, it'd been the day before. She said she was very scared, and her heart stopped, and they didn't have the equipment back then to restart. I don't even know if they have now. I suspect they have in most veterinary hospitals. And that was it. And she was buried in the little cattery by the bench. I often used to go and sit up there. But I was so upset. I didn't even stay to talk to her much on the phone. I couldn't stop crying. I ran all the way back over to the main building, because I was supposed to be going out. Every year in Chorleywood, they had this thing called the Donkey Derby on the Common. I never actually went to the Donkey Derby. This was the one year I was going to go to the Donkey Derby, and I never went. I was meant to be going with a friend of mine. So I had to go up to the sewing room, and I told them, I'm sorry, I'm not going. And they said, why? And the matron started, one of the care women started to have a go at me. She was a right miserable old bitch. She started to have a right go at me. You can't not go now, and all this. And I just said that one of my cats had died, and I just turned and I ran all the way down what they call the rubber stairs, and she was chasing after me, and I ran in the junior common room, and there was patio doors that went out onto the grounds, and there was a bench that went right along in front of them, like a bench with like a soft cushion on it. And I just jumped up, vaulted up on the bench, jumped over the back of it because it was the quickest way to get outside. I ran out the door and I ran all the way. And she, by this time, she didn't bother to follow me, thankfully, because I did not want to go to the Poxy Donkey Derby. And I ran all the way down to what was called the Ha Ha Field. And I just laid down there and I cried and cried and cried. And then one of my friends came down. And she found me down there and I told her what happened. And she just sat with me and she just read her book and she didn't even make me talk or anything like that because I was absolutely heartbroken. I really was. And then I always remember this and I can just swear that she did it on purpose. But on Monday morning, we were sitting in assembly and the headmistress read a poem called Milk for the Cat. In fact, I looked it up on Google last year and I found it. I think I put it on Facebook somewhere. It's a really sweet poem about a cat, how it loves milk and it's waiting for it and all that. But I could not believe it. Why of every other day when I was at that school, which was 7 years, nothing was ever mentioned about cats in assembly. And I could have absolutely killed her because I swore she did it on purpose. Because the whole school, in a school like that where there's not that many pupils, the whole school knows everyone else's business, or they did. So it would have gone round the school about me, especially because I did a runner and I didn't go to the Donkey Derby and I ran off from one of the care people and jumped over the back of the bench and ran away like a lunatic. My dog's shaking his cushion. So that was my bad experience on Friday the 13th and yesterday's. But, you know, how many more have I lived through? Do you know what I mean? So anyway, I've got to go and do my chores now. Plus more dialysis, and I'm afraid the weather's been a real disappointment today. The sun came out a couple of times for about 3 seconds, and it's been quite windy, and I don't even think it's been that warm. I was freezing upstairs. I had to shut one of the bedroom windows. But despite all that, I can still smell a barbecue, and I did make some iced tea, some iced lemon tea, and it's actually really nice. Put it in the freezer because I thought it'll go cold quick, and then I forgot about it. So I just came down. There was a quite a thick layer of ice on the top, but I managed to break through. It's actually really nice. I have to have sugar. I can't drink tea, cold tea, without sugar. Now, if I have a cup of tea that goes cold, I can drink it without sugar, but when I have a cold drink and I know it's meant to be cold, it's psychological. I just can't drink it. Tea, probably I could coffee, but not tea. So I didn't put sugar in that. I made a jug of it and I didn't put sugar in the jug because I didn't want to overdo it and put too much. So I just put a little bit in my cup. And there's quite a lot left in the jug, which is now in the fridge, not the freezer. It's really nice. It's very quiet. There was a cat. My cat was just on my. I've got like a conservatory wicker table, and the blooming my big chief wackaboo-boo cat was on it. And I went to put my tea down there, and I pushed him off, and I nearly tipped the table over. Yeah, it's very quiet everywhere. I hope that doesn't mean it's the quiet before the storm and then everyone's going to go mad at 11 o'clock when the England game's on. As I'm here on my own, I don't even know what side it's on, but I'm sure I can find out. I might even watch it. I don't like football. I'm not a football fan. I can see why people do like it, but I don't agree with all the money that is involved with it. When I think of people starving, I know it's not the same thing, but to me it is, and I don't like it. I get very angry when I hear that players are threatening to go on strike or complaining because they didn't, you know, that because their contract it wasn't to their liking, and they get all these thousands of pounds a year. And I think someone's just in all the time they're negotiating, hundreds of people have just died because they didn't have any food or water, and it makes me very angry, I'm afraid. So that's one of the reasons I don't like sport in general, professional sport. Because I think there's a lot too much money in it, and, you know, people are too greedy. And I don't mind, you know, the amateur stuff. But I'm just not really sports orientated anyway, to be fair. So I don't really like it. I don't get it. I hated it at school. we had to do stupid sports. We didn't do normal things. We did do discus throwing and all that, which I hated. Javelin. Oh, imagine a load of blind people with a javelin. It's not a sight to be beheld, I tell you. I talk about the teachers should have had danger money, I think. And we did discus shot. I didn't really enjoy any of that. Running, I did quite like running, actually. Gym, I hated gym. Didn't like any of that. I can remember a time in the gym, which always makes me laugh. When I think of it, there was a girl, another girl called Melanie in my year. And so we didn't get confused, that our form teacher decided to split our name in half, Mel and Annie. And thank goodness I got Mel and she got Annie. In fact, we called her Annie until we left school. Now people tend to call her Mel, but I can't help thinking of her as Annie still. So there was Mel and Annie. And we both hated swimming and we both hated gym and we both hated sports and we were neither of us any good at them. So this particular day in our first year, we had leotards in PE, so we had to get our leotards on. It was freezing, you know. Well, we thought it was. So we got in the changing rooms and we changed into our leotards. And then we went in there and out came the wall bars. And me and her were right at the top of the wall bars because they came out from the wall and they were like on wheels and they slid across the floor and they bolted into like holes on the floor. So it came out halfway across the gym and it went right up to the ceiling. And there was me and her right at the top of these wall bars. And given that we were only, I was probably still 10 because I was when I went to that school, or I might have just turned 11. She was a little bit older, but she would have still been 11. And so we still wore vests and because we hadn't started wearing a bra yet. That's at the point when girls stopped wearing vests. And we were at the top of the wall bars and we didn't think anyone would hear. And I said to her, Annie, she went, what? And I went, I've still got my vest on. She went, yeah, so have I. And all of a sudden we had this voice from the bottom of the wall bars. Melanie's. That's what made me laugh. Melanie's, go and take your vest off. So we had to come down, very shamefaced. We had to come down the wall bars and go in the back of the changing room and take our vests off. Anyway, back to the sports at school. This is really all over the place. I'm really sorry. We used to do these sports called Sport X and Sport Y. Where other girls did netball and hockey, we did Sport X and Sport Y. And I can't even remember now how it went, but there was two parts to it. I can't remember. I never really understood Sport X. Sport Y, I think, and there was a square running track. Actually, it might have been a rectangle. And it was tarmacked. And then two people were in the middle. We had these baskets and they were called tapping baskets and they were like a laundry basket and on the top was fixed a bit of wood that flapped up and down. And then someone had to run between the two baskets. I don't know what the idea of it was. And then all the time that we had to run around the outside of the track and when the whistle went, we had to stop. I can't remember. We got points for how many times we went around the track or how many corners we passed or something like that. I can't remember. Someone on here might be able to tell me because I know at least one person went to the same school as me, one of my followers, and so she might be able to elaborate. These tapping baskets were for people who couldn't see and someone would stand and tap it and they had to head towards the sound. It was a bit dangerous, really, because they were likely to come careering into you and knock the whole thing down, you included. I think when it was sunny, even though I had a bit of useful sight, I think I couldn't always see in the sun either, so I would listen for the tapping as well. But that was, oh, I absolutely hated it. And the funniest thing was the stuff we had to wear. We had these game skirts and they were literally down to the bottom of our backside and no further. And then they were brown and we had a yellow AirTech shirt. Now that would have been all right, but we had games knickers Oh, they were brown and they were like this kind of really old-fashioned men's underpants were made of. We used to call them granny knickers, but I can't remember what. It's not cotton, it's thick, almost like T-shirt material. And they were, well, mine were so huge, it was on me, that it was the biggest joke out. I mean, if the skirts were short, then the knickers were nearly down to our knees. We might have just as well worn them like shorts, to be honest, and just had the Airtex shirt and them like shorts. Oh, the funniest thing was me and mine were so big. I don't know why mine were so big, because I'm not very big, and I certainly wasn't then, because I was a very fussy eater. And that's one of my cats just jumped onto the barbecue from the fence. And a friend and I, we actually joked about it. We said that the whole class could get into my knickers. And we actually tried it. We didn't try the whole class, but two of us got into them. I mean, we weren't naked or anything. Don't get any funny ideas. We had our normal underwear on and our game skirts. But we just did it just because we could. And I think we got both managed to get, they were so big that two people got in it, put it that way. And that was no joke. And I think eventually they were abolished, and I don't know what we had instead, I can't remember, but they were really awful, they were absolutely gross. Anyway, I think I better shut up for now, because this is getting totally boring, and I've got so many direct messages to answer, and I will get round to them all at some point. If I can't sleep tonight, it might be in the middle of the night. But if anyone's listened this far, thank you, and you need a medal. And I really love getting all the direct messages, and I'm not being rude in not answering them yet, but I just haven't really had a chance. And I will get around to answering every single one of them, because I love hearing from people, I really do. And I've really enjoyed hearing from so many people over the last couple of weeks, especially. And, anyway, I'm off now, because I've got so much to do, and now I'm going to be rushing to get it all done, but not for 11 o'clock, because to be honest, if I miss the football, I don't care. But if I'm at a loose end, I might put it on the TV, or I might even put it on. It must be on the radio somewhere. And I'll be back at some point, and hopefully tomorrow my audio mo will resume as it has been so far. And I don't know what on earth to call this one. I think I better think of a name. I've covered so many topics, really. I don't know what that is. One of my cats scouting around somewhere. Anyway, I'm going to love you and leave you all there for now, and hope you're having a more exciting Saturday evening than I am. Turn off phone. Oh, low batteries come up.